as it has been commanded to them by him. In the name of Jesus Christ. Also, we have been instructed in the scripture that whatever you do with a word or deed, do it in the name of Jesus Christ. So, if you want to benefit from this gathering tonight, this must be done in the name of Jesus Christ. Also, it's written in the scripture that without him we can do nothing. So, children, we are here in his name. And according to his own promise, which he should be, that he is here with us. He has promised, he said, where two or three come together in my name, there I am there. So we have reason to believe and trust in his word that he is us. If he speaks, he can appear to us also and comfort our souls with his goodness and with his mercy. We read here the brother with that he is a blender in his mercy. You know, we can't say that from anybody else. But we can say that God is merciful. David, when he wrote this song, he wrote this from his own experience with God. What he himself has experienced with God. You have read his history. You have read how the devil conquered him, that he committed great sins, and he was wounded heavily, that he even says in one of his songs, that my wounds stink on account of my wounds. So, he had experience with the God who was merciful toward him and forgave him all his sins as he served Jesus Christ and removed them as far as he was from the world and buried them in the temple. Not only David had some mercy to God, but children be that old. God never changes his way. He is not more merciful to others and more angry to others. But he is blinders in mercy. I know we have, I'm for sure, we have doubted about God many times. And why do we doubt us? Where we can read some doubt. We can read some doubt from ourselves. A lot of times we think how stupid we are in this faith. A lot of times we think we don't understand about this faith enough. We are ignorant about it. And we judge ourselves accordingly. But I tell you, children, those thoughts are given to us by the enemy of God. He had his workshop in our own mind, by the way. If his workshop was elsewhere, we would get lost time, but in our own mind, no, his workshop. And he is not absent, he's there. That is that. And for the purpose of creating doubts in our mind and in our heart about good God. So he could create unbelief in our heart. So we respect this is in order to write. It's all in way. That's what he wants. But God is with us. You know, you have read in the Bible that Jesus, after he raised from the grave, he appeared to his children and to his disciples many times in those 40 days before he ascended to heaven from the Mount of Olives. But there was a reason why he appeared. He didn't appear to them just for fun, but in order to drive away the fear from their heart for doubt. You know, there were those disciples of Jesus, they were in fear. Even so much in fear that they were behind the closed door for the fear of the Jews to have respect. They were scared that they were going to be treated the same way as Jesus was their master. That one day they will wake up and they'll be led to the Calvary, to the crucified. They were scared. And Jesus appeared to them to drive away that fear from their heart, from their mind. And it has been recorded in the Bible that when Jesus made themselves known to them, they were glad they joined him. And we can expect same treatment from our Jesus on this battle of life. When we walk through this wilderness, and we are in fear many times and in doubt, he will appear with his comforting spirit into our hearts and create gladness in our heart, mind, and life. He handled his disciples yet the same way as he handled them in those 40 days when he appeared. Also, there was a one that I've read about it, whose name was Thomas, who went so far already when he heard the testimony from the others that Jesus had raised from the grave. He said, "I don't believe unless I can put my finger in his nail prints, unless I can thrust my hand through his side to his heart, I won't believe." So Jesus appeared to him, and he was silent. But he waited till Thomas was with him, was with the other disciples. Then he appeared and said to him, and then turned to Thomas and said, "Now, Thomas, come hither. Put your finger in my nail prints. Thrust your whole hand through my sight into my heart. Don't be faithless, but believe." He simply appeared for the sake of Thomas to create faith in his heart that he is resurrected. Thomas made wonderful intimation and question. He says, "My Lord, my God." And that kind of a confession we must individually do. That he is my God, my Lord, and he's alive. We can't write on a group ticket salvation right now. No, this is not that. This doesn't wear roots if it's not recognized. But the intellectually has to have a ticket in his heart, is that right? And it's a precious ticket, isn't it? And that moves the gift, precious knowledge in your heart. He says, my God, my Lord. As that confession, Jesus said, blessed are thou now. He's blessed Thomas before. Thomas made that confession. Then he blessed Thomas. Blessed are thou now. When you believe, have you seen? But blessed are they who believe and not see. And that's for me. And that's for me. That has converted me many, many times. Because my way is cool way. But that has given me blessed many times. When Jesus said, blessed are they who believe. I believe here in this church are many, many people who are kind of scared. Maybe they'll preach today on this day. And a lot of times they are praying comfort and feelings. But a lot of times those prayers are not answered by heaven man. Also the elders, which are recorded in the Bible, have prayed those feelings. Also this David prayed many times. But he also had to believe that he would be a priest. But it's a wonderful comfort from the lips of our Lord Jesus Christ when he said, blessed are they who believe and not see. So I have decided, my children, that no matter how cool I be, how short-sighted I am, I'm going to believe still. I'm going to still. Maybe the blessed day is near when my eyes are open to see what I had believed, and that day comes together. So we can join David in the psalm to say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. What benefit you have received, my brother and sister? Was that blessed benefit when it was manifested to you that these your sins are forgiven? I think that was a greatest benefit. What do you think of that? Jesus determined that greatest. You know, that miracle has been recorded in the Bible, which Jesus performed to a man who was there. Paralyzed all his life. As people. They brought that in the front of Jesus. They went in so much of a trouble that they had cut a hole to the roof and let it down on the front of Jesus. You have read that. And when they let him down on the front of Jesus, Jesus said, son, your sins are forgiven. There were the people in there who had evil thoughts in their mind. They were taking themselves for the way and say, who can remit the sins of God? Are such a kind even in our midst? Oh yes. the nation goes along and say we're making mockery out of God by what we say that the election is out of it. So Jesus knows it all something and said, what evil thoughts there are in your mind. Now tell me, which is easier to take this metal as one thing? Your sins are remitted, are raised, and walk. Which is easier to take? So he said, that you must know that a Son of Man has rights and power to remit the sins. He said this paralyzed one. Grace, take the best of all. It is much more, it costs much more that we have rights to say these things. It took a life of Jesus Christ, 33 and a half years. It took all his suffering. It took all his sweating of the blood in Gethsemane. It took his death on the cross. So we can say to each other, these things are forgiven. It's more value in that than anything else I can imagine. So children, Jesus has shown this priceless thing that we have rights to say to each other, your sins are forgiven. I have burgers, have cold tomorrow. I heard that in West. In Columbia River, there when I was talking. They said that there's people that they make a mockery out of. He said it doesn't belong to religion at all. To many people are giving it up. He says it's anti-Christ weakness. To many people are giving it up. I thought to myself how blind they are. How far they are. And there are people that have gone astray from us. They were once with us. But they have gone that far. That makes remittance of sins lasting matter. Even go so far that they say it's an anti-Christ doctrine when you're living in sin. But even Martin Luther said, what a wonderful day that is when brother can say to his brother. And a lot of times that sounds sweet in our ears, and it kindles our eyes when we are manifested with giving us a in this rocket life we are living. So, children, let that voice be sound and get in our days. Do not deny that blood is vegan. The blood of Jesus Christ is a sweet blood. It's not the silent blood, but it speaks better language than the blood of Abel, as recorded in the blood of John. So children, what a sweet voice that is. When you hear this voice of forgiveness of sins, I don't believe any of you can walk in this life without sin attacking you. Is there anyone here that dares to live up to that saying that I work the works of perfectly, that sin doesn't attack me? I don't think there. But when we got a forgiveness of sins, and that beautiful voice is heard, be in peace, your sins are of our heart to burn. And that gives us a lot of power. You know, it was a wonderful sound and wonderful voice when God's prophet called David, and he was the man who committed that murder and upheld it. And David said, I must die. But it was a wonderful voice ringing in his ears when the God's prophet said, no, you shall not die. God had taken away your sins. That was every bit of some sins, wasn't it? And that's why David wrote the song, which brother read part of it. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities and healed all thy diseases? Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Who crowneth thee with the loving kindness and tender mercy? Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed by the enemy? That doesn't mean bodily youth, but it means the spiritual youth. That David's spiritual youth was renewed again when his sins were released. It has renewed many times our spiritual youth. And I hope it renews our spiritual youth. It's a dangerous thing to grow old spiritually. Like children, when they are children, they are in their mother's care, are they? They vanish. Care their food, their clothing, take care of their wants and everything. But when they get older, they begin to say, no, no, I can dress myself. I can take care of myself. Even to say, I can earn my living. And a lot of times that has to have a spiritual health that they have called away to earn their own thing. They're not satisfied to be children under their mother's care, I tell you that. I hope we stay so young still. That we are in our habit of mother's care. Don't grow old. Stay young. You know, it's a wonderful thing that we can loving kind have a deep mother who lives in. He has given us birth to great sickness. The child, when he's born, wasn't suffering. But that mother gives birth to a child who suffered. So the heavenly mother began to suffer the sickness to get them. When he started to give up birth to a God's child, he says, I have more sins than these hairs in my head. And my sins have blinded me. So I can't see. And those which I haven't robbed, I must pay. And he was gracious by. Lord, shut the door. And he was gracious, Father, to take away his cup. So I don't have. But the angel gave out, encouraging him to suffer some more. When he was suffering in his sickness, where he was giving birth to a child of God, been erased from the grave. Yes, you would. And his spirit. And that also is recorded in the Bible. Like mother forgets his secrets and his days. As the child is born, so this happens in mother also. He never did remind his disciples how I have suffered on earth. Never. Have you read that in the Bible? Don't you want to suffer? No. But still in Gethsemane, he said, as recorded in the Bible, this is my day of celebration. This is my wedding. Even though he was sitting right. He loved to give birth to a child of God. I love that, mother. I love that, mother. And I want to remind you, you young children here tonight, love that heavenly mother. Don't run away from that, mother. He has brought it. That as I loved you from the beginning, I love you to the end. What would you say when he's going to be sent from heaven on that one? And going to see that son, come home, children, come home. I'm sure your heart will get to see beautiful son. So children, love that heavenly mother. How you can love it? Have trust and faith in your heart. Don't let that go away. He will reward you with that with a beautiful crown. If you ask to carry a cross here, in this life for a little while, remember that you can carry the crown of the glory of your head forever. And I think that that's also to our own folks, like you think about it, will be rewarded. Their Lord executed righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made no wasting on the Moses, his acts on the Moses. That word comforts us also who are in the trouble and oppressed. Like Moses was oppressed when he was a leader of the children of Israel. When he was facing the Red Sea, Mount Sinai paddles, chariots behind. No feeble way out, but death. And he was oppressed by the children of Israel. Their murmur tempted him and said, why did you lead us here in this wilderness to die? We would have had a lot of grace in Egypt. Well, Moses sighed to God. He could do nothing else but the sighs from his burden heart went to God. And he told Jonah, have it patience, wait. You can see what salvation God will provide to us today. God answered the sights of Moses. He said, Moses, what are you wrong? Stretch thy hand to the sea and the lake of heaven. And that is a lesson to us also. When the way seems to be blocked and seems to be no way ahead at all, let us stretch our hand to the Red Sea, which begin to flow from the side of Jesus Christ down to the side of the world. That will open us away.
way he was coming to the Father.
And to the children, and he had the children. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to act, but no love that. Slow to act. They were a lot of reasons to us. That would have given to the anger of God, but they were slow to act. You know, a lot of times, when I look at myself, I find a lot of things that God should be acting for me. But what would be acting is not that. And plan those first. He will not always shine, neither will he be expected for heaven. He has not failed us as the harshest. Now regard this power of God. For as the heaven is high above, so great is his mercy toward them that are perishing. As far as the east is from the blessed west, so far as he are blessed is from the east. Like as a father pitied his children, so the Lord pitied them that pitied. He